What's your name and where are we?
My name's Killian Cassidy and we're in the Irish Whiskey Collection Dublin Airport.
What have I just bought and what can you tell me about it?
You've bought two whiskies. You've bought the Yellow Spot from the Middleton Distillery and you've also bought the Founders Reserve, which has been re-released previously as the 70 from the Irishman, which has also been distilled in the Middleton Distillery. The Yellow Spot is a pure pot still whiskey aged 12 years. It's aged in American bourbon, then into Spanish sherry and finished off in Spanish Malaga butts. And that's what makes that one really special. The 70, or which is now the Founders Reserve, is 70% malt whiskey and 30% pot still. So it's quite a unique whiskey that not many people would do it that way. And it's got a lovely fruity tone to it, I find, personally, anyway. The pot still is generally a mash of malted and unmalted barley. The malted would be peppery whiskey and the unmalted would be much creamier and smoother. So that's why you can have so many different aspects to the pot still range. You can go from having a full-bodied red breast to a nice, sweet, smooth Yellow Spot, even to the very spicy, intense John's Lane. It's a full range. The whiskey is very malleable and the quality of the whiskey is always going to be top-notch.
Why is Irish whiskey the best in your opinion?
Well, everything originates from Irish whiskey. Every single whiskey does. We share a lot of similarities with the Scotch. They've learnt a lot off us. We've learnt a lot off them. They do single malts fantastically. Yes, they've perfected single malts, not whiskey in general. They can say what they want. Everyone does their own style. I've just always really enjoyed the Irish whiskey. I've always enjoyed intense, smooth, peppery whiskies. I've never really got the peated malt. I always find them. They disguise the true tastes of a whiskey, in my opinion. I do like Scotch, but not as much as I'd drink anything else. Like, Japanese would be my next whiskey in line after Irish, because they do a lot of single grain things like that. Something different. It's not the norm. That's what I like, especially in recent years with Irish whiskey. The boundaries have been pushed with new distilleries, micro distilleries popping up. The big guns like Middleton and Bushmills have to be pushing out the new stuff that they really need to be pushing, the new styles of whiskey. And that's where the Pot Still Collection has come from. It wouldn't be there without the likes of the Cooley Distillery popping up. The guys down in Dingle from... Where are they distilling it? There's people down in Dingle distilling as well. You could buy a cask off them for $6,000. They'd age it for you. But yeah, really interesting to see what comes out in the next few years. Next 10 years is going to be really good.
So imagine 10 years, you've just been wrongly convicted of something. You've got to go to prison and they say you can have one bottle of whiskey a week for your stay, but it's only allowed to be the one make. Choose it now. Well, you've got to drink it for the next 10 years. There is no other whiskey in the world as far as you're concerned.
Standard Powers or Powers John's Lane. Powers, just Standard Powers or Powers John's Lane. That's it. If they couldn't give me the John's Lane because it's pricey, I'd take Standard Powers any day. It's the whiskey I was raised on, essentially, yeah.
Thank you so much for your time.
No problem.